micro-podcasts from Films from the Future. On January the 15th, 1813, 14 men were hanged outside York Castle in England for crimes associated with technological activism. It was the largest number of people ever hanged in a single day at the castle. These hangings were a decisive move against an uprising protesting the impacts of increased mechanization, one that became known as the Luddite movement after its alleged leader, Ned Ludd. It's still unclear whether Ned Ludd was a real person or a conveniently manufactured figurehead. Either way, the Luddite movement of the early 19th century England was real and it was bloody. England in the late 1700s and early 1800s was undergoing a scientific and technological transformation. At the tail end of the Age of Enlightenment, entrepreneurs were beginning to combine technologies in powerful new ways to transform how energy was harnessed, how new materials were made, how products were manufactured, and how goods were transported. Much like today, it was a time of dramatic technological and social change. The ability to use new knowledge and to exploit materials in new ways was increasing at breakneck speed, and those surfing the wave found themselves on an exhilarating ride into the future. But there were casualties, not least amongst those who began to see their skills superseded and their livelihoods trashed in the name of progress. In the 1800s, one of the most prominent industries in the English Midlands was using knitting frames to make garments and cloth out of wool and cotton. Using these manual machines was a sustaining business for tens of thousands of people. It didn't make them rich, but it was a living. By some accounts, there were around 30,000 knitting frames in England at the turn of the century, 25,000 of them in the Midlands, serving the cloth and clothing needs of the country. As the first industrial revolution gathered steam, though, mass production began to push out these manual labor-intensive professions, and knitting frames were increasingly displaced by steam-powered industrial mills. Faced with poverty and in a fight for their livelihoods, a growing number of workers turned to direct action and began smashing the machines that were replacing them. From historical records, they weren't opposed to the technology so much as how it was being used to profit others at their expense. The earliest records of machine smashing began in 1811, but escalated rapidly as the threat of industrialization loomed. In response, the British government passed the Destruction of Stocking Frames, etc. Act 1812, also known as the Frame Breaking Act, which allowed for those found guilty of breaking stocking or lace frames to face transportation to remote colonies or even the death penalty. Galvanized by the act, the Luddite movement escalated, culminating in the murder of mill owner William Horsfall in 1812 and the hanging of 17 Luddites and transportation of 7 more. It marked a turning point in the conflict between Luddites and industrialization, and by 1816, the movement had largely dissipated. Yet the name Luddite lives on as an epithet thrown at people who seemingly stand in the way of technological process, including those who dare to ask if we're marching blindly into technological risks that, with some foresight, could be avoided. These, according to the narratives that emerge around technological innovation, are the new Luddites or neo-Luddites. This is usually a term of derision and censorship that has a tendency to be attached to individuals and groups who appear to oppose technological progress. Yet the history of the Luddite movement suggests that the term carries with it a lot more nuance than is sometimes apparent. For more, please check out Films from the Future, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere else good books are sold.